Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Feast. Wake up to this feast every day. It will bless you. Engage in whatever prophetic action we may be asked to take for the day. They work wonders. Welcome also to Friday, the 6th in December 2024. Open your hand and heart. For the day's prayers, be responding with amen. I receive it. 6 is God's number for man. For on the 6th day in creation, God made man in his own image and after his own likeness to rule, reign, and exercise dominion. Open your hand. I speak over your life. Henceforth, you will live and operate more in dominion. God will put you in charge where you are. God put all things under your feet, not over your head. Come on, do this. Shake your head left and right and declare, nothing is on top of me. Say it again, nothing is put over my head. Then do this. Tap your feet on the floor 3 times and say, I'm on top of all my situations. Do so and then declare. Say, Satan, you are under my feet. Demons, you are under my feet. I'm in control. Say, failure, under my feet. Setback, under my feet. Be saying it. Sickness, under my feet. Poverty, lack and want, under my feet. Be saying so and be tapping your feet on the floor. It's a prophetic action. Say circumstances and situations of life, under my feet. Say the rest of my life, I shall not know defeat. I am on top of all situations. Say amen. Yes, I prophesy. No more sickness, no more affliction. No more lack, no more disappointment, no more frustration, no more setback, no more losses, and no untimely death for any. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, receive it. That's your portion and your children's portion. Lift up your right hand in the air and wave it to the right, wave it to the left. As you are waving your hand, your right hand, be saying, God, I thank you. Be waving and be saying, God, thank you for hearing me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for keeping me and my household. Say amen. Bring down your hand. For thanking God and waving your hand, you will receive a special miracle today. Something good will drop for you. You will hear good news. Say amen, amen, and amen. Right? December 6th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long in good health, in plenty and abundance, in Jesus' name. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Questions and situations are pouring in. Let's see how many of them time will allow us to share today. Please listen, learn, and apply this truth we daily share on your situation. First issue this morning. Good morning, Daddy. My question is, how can I free my heart when praying? Because whenever I'm praying, different thoughts will be strolling into my mind, troubling and distracting my heart from prayer. Daddy, I am tired. Please help me, sir. God bless you. Wow. This is a real problem in many people's prayer life. There are 2 ways to concentrate in prayers. 1, pray scriptures. Use God's word to pray. That's why we say here on Turning Point, Google to locate relevant and appropriate Bible verses connected to your prayer point. For instance, if you are praying for healing or favor or protection or victory or wisdom or marriage or conception, anointing, etc., etc., go to Google and type, give me Bible verse or verses on this, on this, on that. Any prayer point at all, Google will give you so many Bible verses. Not all of them will be relevant. So, list out the relevant ones. Write it out up to 10, 12, 15, or 20 Bible verses. If you are praying against fear, for instance, Google Bible and say, Google, give me Bible verses on fears. Relevant Bible verses on fears will come up. Then type, give me Bible verses on boldness, or courage, or strong faith, then list these ones out. You will get up to 20, 25 Bible verses. Start praying with these Bible verses for or against. You will discover that you will be tireless, You will never run out of what to say, and no other thought will stray into your mind. In addition, you are praying correctly. Praying God's word back to him is the real prayers. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, he said, I will hasten over my word to perform them. In another scripture, the word of God says, according to my word, command ye me. Prayers prayed without Bible content is mere noise. The second way for mind concentration in prayer is praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues. Because it is your spirit that is praying. When you are praying in tongues, you don't even understand what you are saying. So you are not going to run out of words, and then you are going to keep praying and praying. I took time to explain this today because many people are plagued by this, praying and praying without using God's word to pray. They are just making mere noise. The implication of that is that you must know God's word to pray effectively. Prayer is like a lawyer preparing to go to court to defend his client before a judge. He must prepare very well, go through the relevant legal papers, citing the relevant clauses before the judge. That is what prayer is exactly. Hope you have learned something now. Next, good day, my great family. Dad, please treat as urgent. My heart is very heavy, and the more I want to stop crying, the more tears run out of my eyes. My husband called me a thief, the man I love so much. The world has changed my system since yesterday that he said I am a thief. I am burning inside. Wow. I read this out so that husband and wife can see what hurtful and hateful word can careless word drop on each other can do. You are hurting this much because of your love for him and because you hold him in high esteem. But my daughter, calm down. Mop up your tears, console yourself. That is why it is said, marriage is not a bed of roses. In marriage, there are good days as well as challenging days. I don't want to call it bad days. Keep quiet. Don't yell back at him. Don't start calling him name also. Don't do fire for fire. Pray. Speak in tongue if you can. We just spoke about praying correctly this morning. You know what? He will soon come back to apologize and take back his words. He must have been frustrated over certain issues and lack the management of his anger. He does not know anger management. So calm down. I have also prayed for you from here. Well, couples, please treat each other with respect and stop saying hurtful and hateful words to each other, no matter how provoked you are. Next, Pastor, I need urgent answer. I'm a single mother in a relationship with a man who happened to have lost his wife. I'm still studying him. And one day he came to me and said, his pastor told him that I don't have a long life, that my family want me to die before my time, and that the only way I will have a long life is when I marry him. Pastor, can this revelation be from God? Wow, no, not at all. Absolute nonsense and pure deception. This is a good sign to cut off relationship with this kind of a man. If you go ahead, then plenty false vision, evil revelation, and intimidations are waiting for you in that marriage until you are completely brainwashed and messed up. So cut off from him, and a God-ordained man will locate you very soon. What I just said to her, I say to you all, run from pastors and people with evil vision. I call them soothsayers. Next, good morning, my awesome daddy and my fellow TPGF. Daddy, I'm 28 and not married. I only get admired by old men and married men. I get disappointment whenever I'm in a relationship with someone I truly love. This delay also happened with my elder sister who married late. I always celebrate my friends who are all married, and now I feel so bad. Daddy, please, what can I do? I have prayed, and it seems as if nothing is working. Wow, my daughter, at 28, you are not old, or you are not too old to marry. I married my beloved wife when she was 29, and we have been married now for over 41 years, and God has blessed us tremendously. The married people coming to you are temptations. Don't fall for it. Obtain and read my two books on marriage. One is titled Marriage Success Secret. The second one, 30 Pitfalls That Singles Should Avoid in Choosing Who to Marry. All singles and their parents, obtain these two books. Read and apply the vision shared there. Send a chat or an SMS to our book officer on +234 805 6434 758. Please do so. Engage in spiritual warfare prayers as explained this morning on marriage. Put battle seat behind it monthly. Live a clean life. Zip up and be of good character. Be a good wife material. God ordained man for you will soon locate you. Well, we run completely out of time today. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Are we getting blessed? Please join us later this evening on our live broadcast via our social media platforms. Time as usual, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Tomorrow is the Holy Communion Day online. Prepare your communion this evening to be taken after listening to Turning Point tomorrow morning. Now, month is ending. If you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 12, 12, 12, 12, we are sowing this 12 months of the year. Do so as soon as you can. Giving, tithing, and sowing seed are what we are going to keep doing as long as we live till we are 120 years. Please don't default at all. Our World Lifting Conference 2024 is here. It will take off this Monday, December 9, and run through December 15. Morning, afternoon, evening. 3 sessions every day. Attend real life in Dominion City, Ibadan, if you can, or virtually online. All sessions shall be live streams. So join us from wherever you are. Then the Feed the Hungry mandate that God gave us. Have you sent your own welfare seed? I thank God for so many people that have responded and are still responding. Please join hand. Let us feed the hungry, the very, very poor. People are sending, and I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. But we are still far from the budget. We have the set target. Only a few people gave something very substantial. If God gives you grace to give substantially, please do so. And if you want to give again, please do so. Oh, we are praying for everyone. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big. But let us meet this target. The welfare account is this. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare in Zenith Bank at our number 101-7238-378. Do so. And if you are giving in dollars, in euros, use our PayPal account and the HSBC account. I pray for everyone today. You will do well. You will do great. You will do good. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great weekend. Bye.